From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Both Austria and Hungary witnessed a spike in the number of migrants crossing their respective borders overnight. The two countries are at the forefront of Europe's refugee crisis. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker is calling for EU member states to take in thousands more refugees over the next 2 years, but is running into opposition from countries objecting to a quota system.
The Europe I want to live in is illustrated by those who are helping. The Europe I don't want to live in is a Europe refusing those who are in it.
Many refugees stranded in Hungary for several days find themselves surrounded by barbed wire fences. Hungary opposes Juncker's proposal that member states take in a quota of refugees. He also wants EU members to pitch in to an emergency trust fund to address future refugee crises. China's foreign minister said Thursday the government is looking into the reported kidnapping of a Chinese national by Islamic State militants. The comment came a day after the militant group published in its online magazine the photos of two men and demanded unspecified ransom for their release. One is a 50-year-old from China, and the other is a 48-year-old Norwegian. Norway is rejecting the Islamic State's ransom demand for the Norwegian man, the Norwegian Prime Minister says, was kidnapped back in January. The report did not say when the hostages were captured or where they are being held as of this time. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, D.C., from the Voice of America.